In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is born. I have to confess, I did not really prepare a formal sermon for this morning. Between the kids all being home yesterday morning, not to mention three dogs and two cats sharing a house, and then the grandparents coming over in the afternoon, and then dinner. Well, to quote Bob Cratchit, I was making rather merry yesterday. But I would like to share a thought, at least, on the whole of the gospel story of the Nativity, and in particular incorporate the dark section, the horror of this morning's passage of Herod's evil and insane act of terror, because it is, in the end, part of the Nativity story, and unfortunately a dark part of light coming into the world. And this one thought I'd like to share is that when we do good in the world, and I mean real good, I don't just mean holding the door for someone or remembering your pleases and your thank yous. I mean when you do good that changes the course of a life, whether it's the life of a community or even your own life. When you do good that challenges the status quo, the entrenched rust that others are invested in, someone is going to react negatively. That's just human nature. Herod proves that the bigger the good, the bigger the change for good, the bigger the negative reaction. Now, I'm not suggesting that you're bringing good and light that challenges the darkness of the world, or even an inner change when you change for the best and bring light to a broken humanity. I'm not suggesting that every time that happens, it's necessarily going to lead to the heinous act of terror we heard in the gospel this morning. But what I am saying is that if the light you bring challenges the darkness that the world has invested in, be prepared for a negative reaction of some sort. Someone is going to react negatively if you challenge the darkness that they are invested in. Now, on the flip side, consider from the gospel narrative where the positive reactions came from of the Savior's entering the world. When light entered the world in a history-changing way, it wasn't the authorities. It wasn't the movers and the shakers who responded. The people who responded to the light were shepherds and the magi. And in that society, that meant the marginalized, the underprivileged. Shepherds were about down here when it came to the socioeconomic status. And the other group were foreigners with a different religion, no less. 2,000 years, very little is different under the sun. If, or hopefully when, you bring light into the world, a light that actually challenges the darkness, don't necessarily expect high praises from the privileged class, from the powerful, and from the popular. Real light is first recognized and first appreciated by the lowly, by the humble, by the oppressed, by the hungry, and that means spiritual hunger too, by the wounded, by the grieving, and by the heartbroken. They're going to be the ones that first recognize light. And that same real light may be very well rejected by those you hoped would know better. So I'd like to close with a poem. Really, it's a litany. It was popularized by Mother Teresa, and it's sometimes attributed to her, but it was actually written by Dr. Kent Keith when he was only 19 years old. And it remains fitting for anyone trying to bring light of Jesus Christ into a world that may not always want to hear it. People are illogical, unreasonable, and self-centered. Love them anyway. If you do good, people will accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Do good anyway. If you are successful, you will win false friends and true enemies. Succeed anyway. The good you do today will be forgotten tomorrow. Do good anyway. Honesty and frankness make you vulnerable. Be honest and frank anyway. The biggest men and women with the biggest ideas can be shot down by the smallest men and women with the smallest minds. Think big anyway. People favor underdogs, but they only follow top dogs. Fight for the underdogs anyway. What you spend years building may be destroyed overnight. Build anyway. People really need help, but may attack you if you help them. Help anyway. Give the world the best you have, and you'll get kicked in the teeth. Give the world the best you have anyway. Amen. Christ is born.